And now, James Gravel.
In our last lesson on the sovereign will of God, we noted that God created a universe ruled by natural laws that everyone must obey or suffer the consequences. In Luke 13, 2-5, we read of 18 men who perished when the Tower of Siloam collapsed. Christ's contemporaries asked him if these men had perished because of their sinfulness. No, Jesus explained. The men died because a natural law, gravity, was in force. Fortunately, natural laws work continually so that we can understand and benefit from them. We are not left to sort out a haphazard system that works one day and not the next. However, the same natural laws that allow man to produce fire and cook his food also allow him to destroy entire forests. Laws that make it possible to have things constructive to human life also produce a possibility things destructive to human life may occur. How can it be otherwise? A car is a matter of motion and takes us where we want to go. But if we step out in front of a moving car, the same natural laws that usually operate to our benefit will similarly operate to our detriment. Furthermore, is it not true that at times undesirable results may be the byproduct of something that itself is good? In a world where there is water for swimming, is it not possible that some might drown? If there are mountains to climb, will there not also be valleys into which to fall? If the earth receives rain by which to nourish its inhabitants, is it not also the case that floods may result? Some have asked, why can't God selectively intervene to prevent such things? If God miraculously intervened every time someone was in danger, there no longer would be any relationship between cause and effect. In other words, we could never be sure what might happen next because natural laws would be unpredictable. Thus, we could never know for certain what course of action to take. In short, if God suspended natural laws every time one of His creatures was in danger, chaos would corrupt the cosmos, arguing more for a world of atheism than a world of theism.